About that barn down there, you wanna know what, I wanna call it a cow barn, or what'd you say?
I think I just said barn.
Just barn, hay barn.
Yeah, that's what you call it. Hay barn, yeah, what all did you do?
Well, I've got a place clear across it, it's 40 by 50, I believe. I believe that's what I built it since I've been there.
Oh, you built it?
And I put a feed rack and a shed over for the cows come in there, and a feed rack. So I can just put my hay out of the barn, just break the bale on.
Is it inside or is it on the outside?
Inside. It's all on the inside. Hay's on the inside, and I feed them on the inside. Got a hay rack down through there, and got this concrete out here where cows come in. Eating hay is all back here.
Do you have an upper part where you keep hay up above?
No, I don't. Some of them does. I just leave it there on the ground.
Yeah, what do you call that if it's up above? What do you call it?
I just call it a hay rack.
Okay.
Put it on.
Let's see.
I never had one of them.
Do you have a place where you keep grain other than,
Well, other in this barn up here, there's, let's see, there's 1, 2, 3, 4 granaries in there.
Those are in the barn itself?
Under the, on the back end of the barn. I mean the side, north side of it.
What is granary exactly? I don't understand what it is.
Put grain in, seed, seed oats, wheat.
It's like a big room?
Yeah, big square room. You just, well, when I used it, when it was built, I just get a shovel, scoop, and put it on a wagon and use mules then, horses, whichever you happen to have. And just pull up there and scoop it in, whichever it is. And that granary, we always worked horses, mules, and farmed, and had cows we milked, and we ground our own feed, raised hay, and had a feed mill. Well, at that time, when it just had horses working, but oh, I don't know how long it's been, they had a tractor, and had a pulley on the side, and a pulley on the feed mill, just grind feed, chuck corn, shell it for the chickens. We had a lot of chickens.
After you plow, sometimes, well, I guess always, you go back over it with something else and break up the ground finer. What do you call that you go back over
it? Well, usually, I don't know what, we just hired it, and I don't know, we had a disc harrow. We pulled with a team that's, it's wide and got, well, I think it's 15, 16 discs, something like that. Some on each side, you know, and it'd come in a curve like this and just cut the ground.
Did y'all pull that with mules or what?
Yeah. At that time, well now, I don't know how long I've had it, with a tractor, I've got a 40. It's a 40 disc tandem. Call it tandem. It's got, this has got a trail, but the ones we had time was full with a team, just had a single like this. And now this has got two of them. One follows the other, throwing dirt and this one comes.
A team, how many is a team?
Well, what worked on it was four. Team is two.
Oh.
Is what you do most time for cultivators and everything like that. That's way back when I'm talking about. Didn't have that big machinery.
Yeah. Let me see here.